You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First of all, Hot 103 Jams Music Conference commences Friday and Saturday. Awesome talent in the building. Jay White did it, the man responsible for several of Cardi B's top 10 hits. He's from KCK. He's going to be at the Music Conference.
Yes, sir.
If you want to go forward, you've got to look at the people who have done the things that you're trying to do.
And who's from the same communities as you.
So put yourself in the room by going to 103mc.com. Then, of course, we've got the OG concert series that night with E-40. I didn't know I had as many friends as I have now, Brian.
Because people are asking you for tickets?
Yes.
Yeah. My fam, listen, I don't have a ticket. And
this is the truth.
Yeah, like fam, like, what you want me to do for you? I can't even do for myself.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And then we do this every year, Brian. For the last 3 years, at least, we've been doing the King and I mother-son dance.
This is the fourth year, actually.
Is it?
We did it 16, 17, 18, and 19. Because it was at the other joint downtown at first.
Where? I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that first one. Okay. And I had to park in the thing and I had these heels on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was a little problematic as I was trying to walk from the car.
Yeah. But I'm going to try to sneak out of there and, you know, head to the joint. I'm going to have a change of clothes and everything.
We're going
to
do both because
I'm going to try.
By the time we get done with the King and I ball, it'll just be crackulating at the E-40.
Yeah. I was at the Soul Food Tour yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kingfish over there on 40 Highway. And I need to shout out, first off, Miss Cindy was there acting a fool.
Yes, she came to Island Spice last Friday.
Shout out to Ricky, Raymond Hill, Jackie, TJ Fields, and Aisha for all coming through to the Soul Food Tour. Today's the last day for that, too.
It sure is, so you better take advantage of that $3 special.
Amen.
Salvatore Perez will be undergoing Tommy John surgery, which will have him missing the entire baseball season.
He could miss next year, too. This is one of those injuries where it'll keep you out for a long time because they're going to be working on his elbow, and this thing will take you out.
I had to look up what Tommy John surgery is because I had never heard of that. They take a tendon from another area and then replace the torn ligament in, I guess, the affected area with that one.
It's bad. This is the worst surgery you can have as a baseball player.
Jeez.
Yeah. And listen, I don't want to be Debbie Downer over here, but this ain't going to be a good season for the Royals. With Perez out, he's our best player
and he's the glue of the team.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be a good season.
His personality, fam, you know, he does great on the field, but his personality, it just emanates.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy. Right now, you're clear at 13 in Roland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Team Rock, the division of Knock Rock Nation that's devoted to assisting people in need of legal resources as it pertains to racial injustice, was able to get all the charges dropped against the sixth grader Jabari Talbot, who was arrested after declining to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Woo! Jay-Z making moves out here.
He's really pushing the culture forward and using his celebrity to help people. Mm-hmm. That's what we all should do. If you get a little bit of something, try to help somebody else.
Amen.
So, this is the level petty that I live for.
What?
Meek Mill apparently has an unreleased track, and Houston Rockets guard James Harden released a little bit of it on his IG story.
The quality ain't 100%, but here you go.
You're supposed to be my Beyonce, now you your fiance? What? You mean you feel a connection?
Hmm.
He listened to you. What? I went Balenciaga with bootcut jeans.
cut jeans, fam?
With Balenciagas on.
But I love a petty man, like, in certain situations.
Hell no!
Fabulous has struck a plea deal in his domestic violence case involving his wife, Emily B. As part of the terms set forth by Bergen County Court, the rapper will avoid jail time, but will be required to enroll in a pretrial intervention program, which is typically offered to first-time offenders.
Hope he don't see his pops no time soon. But they cool now, right?
They're Emily still together. B's, they got married.
Yeah. Emily B's pops and them, they look like they was finna go at it, boy.
Rick Ross has announced that he will be releasing a memoir this fall. The book is gonna be called Hurricanes. Are you interested in the Rick Ross story?
If it's on an audiobook, yeah. I want to hear about the correctional facility stuff. Because he, you know.
He's not gonna talk about that.
He should. Just keep it real. Just be honest with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it.
He's not going to talk about that, even though there's nothing wrong with having right. a regular job and going to work every day.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he could inspire somebody to, you know, if you're stuck in that place right now and you want to do something different or you want to, you know, be higher, I guess, so for lack of a better term, in life, then he can inspire somebody to do that who's doing the same thing that he was doing.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my woman don't know who Meek Mills is.
What?
She's like, yeah. I'm like, honey, Meek. Hey, she don't know who Meek Mills or J. Cole. All-Star Game was on. I'm like, honey, Meek. I would be riding in the car. I'm like, honey, Meek on. She's like, who is Meek? You mean Drake? It sounds like that's Drake to me. I'm like, come on, honey, that's Meek. Y'all know who Meek is? And then J. Cole come on. She's like, who J. Cole? I ain't never heard of no J. Cole. I'm like, oh, man, you whack. You just sit down somewhere.
She's stuck in the analog era, fam. You got to get her out of the Stone Age.
Nah, I told her if it ain't no Aretha Franklin or Boyz II Men or something.
How old is old girl?
She in her 30s.
Okay.
I ain't gonna put her out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I ain't gonna do my woman like
with
that.
With Aretha? You know? I'm like, well, dang, she got
a hard hairstyle, fam.
Nah. She
set that ponytail, you know, on them sponge rollers, yeah, and put it in the microwave.
If it ain't no old school lovey-dovey music or something like that, you know what I'm saying? She like, I ain't into all that hip-hop, and I don't know, but half the time, I don't even know what they be saying.
We understand.
Go ahead and get your woman an Apple Music subscription and keep it moving.
Hey, and that's the bad thing, man. She got an iPhone.
All right, have a good one. Right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Who advised R. Kelly to do this interview with Gayle King?
I have no clue. But it wasn't the best decision.
He was just stumbling and stuttering. And at one point he started crying and I didn't believe it. I felt like he was crying because his back is against the wall now.
Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through. Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
You know, I'm gonna be honest, Shay, and say that the documentary really changed. I mean, I thought he was guilty because the tapes are out. They got you on tape, fam, and the lyrics are undeniable now that you look back. But this doesn't change this. The documentary definitely changed my whole thought about R. Kelly in this situation.
It was just a boo-boo show. I don't know who in his camp greenlit this, but The entire interview is going to be airing this morning on CBS This Morning with Gayle King. A lot of folks are saying that she did a good job trying to, you know, take him to task and really ask the hard questions.
Well, in the pictures that I've seen in the videos, she was standing her ground, just sitting there with the same posture, very stoic. You know, I know a lot of people would have maybe walked up and ran off the set or something. She held her ground.
The part where he was like, I would have to be stupid. We're not arguing about if you're stupid or not, sir. So, I mean, yeah, plenty of people do stuff. That's what every movie about, like, bank robbery is about. Like, they do an extra job when they didn't need it, and then that's when they get caught. So, yeah, people do that all the time. Push the envelope. Because once you've done it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, it's easy to do it a 6th time.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Can I shout out Miss Welsh's 4th grade class real quick?
Absolutely.
Yesterday, I went to Warford Elementary for Read Across America, and I read the students a book about Jean-Michel Basquiat, which is one of my favorite artists.
That's a painter, right? Drawer?
He's an artist, yes.
Yeah.
And
I knew that from Jay-Z.
They were very attentive. They had a gazillion questions too, which was really dope. Sometimes when you go speak to people, you don't know if they're really paying attention, but if they ask a question, that kind of means they're involved.
And I'll be going there Friday.
Really? For what?
To read, just like you.
Oh, that's what's up, Brian.
Oh my, why are you acting like that? Like it's a big surprise or something.
I didn't know, and I love that.
Oh, man. Yeah, Friday I will be going to the school to read.
And I told the lady in the office, I said, I just learned how to read last week, so everything should be great.
God.
And they looked at me. You got to stop playing with people.
Yeah, I hope they looked at you with disgust.
I'm sorry. I like to have fun wherever I go. So Gayle King really wasn't having a fun time yesterday when she interviewed R. Kelly about these sexual abuse claims that have been lodged against him for, 25, 30 years now.
You were acquitted.
We can't double jeopardy me like that. You can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to nobody. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
But I'm not talking about the one case in which you were acquitted. I'm talking about the other cases where women have come forward and said, R. Kelly had sex with me when I was under the age of 18. Mm-hmm. R. Kelly was abusive to me emotionally and physically and verbally.
Okay.
R. Kelly took me in a black room where unspeakable things happened. This is what they're saying about you.
These aren't
old rumors.
Not true. Whether they're old rumors, new rumors,
why would they
future
say this
rumors,
about you?
Not true.
He's just getting himself in a mess, Shay.
I don't know who on his team authorized this interview.
Maybe he did it. Maybe he overrode everybody and was like, let me do this.
I promise you, fam, if something ever go down.
Be quiet. Mute Shay
Moore. I am going to lock you in the room.
Are you talking about with me? Why it gotta be me? How come it can't be you?
Well, I wouldn't be talking about myself, Brian. I'm talking about if nothing.
Mute Shay Moore. That's what I'm going to do if it was you.
I know when to be quiet and when to talk. You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, really?
So I'm looking on our social media page, and Trisha Ann said, I believe he's feeling sorry for himself and feeling like he's the victim in all of this.
Yeah, I feel that too. And I also feel like he's looking for the benefit of the doubt. Like, nah, fam. Not right now. It's not a good time.
Why would I do this?
Yeah, not like fam, like, nah. What you mean? Why? Like, what?
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff.
Gayle,
this
like
is
Robert.
Not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life.
She did. She
quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't.
Robert.
I didn't.
I don't mean to laugh because this is not funny. They are really. Many people that are involved in this and their lives have been, you know, irreparably damaged.
Nah, we got you. You're right.
I wonder what people in Kansas City are thinking about this this morning.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy. Right now you are clear and 14 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. Actress Anna Maria Horsford. You remember her from Amen.
She ought to be ashamed of herself coming out looking like that. Hey, girl!
That's her from Friday. Call She's 71.
Really?
Yeah, she look good.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey's man, Stedman Graham, is 68 today. What was that about?
I'm going to take his woman from him. That's my woman. Even though she did my dog Mike dirty the other day.
Friend, you don't have enough nothing.
Well, I got enough of everything.
Rapper Bubba Sparks is 42 today.
Forget what we discussing. This that new song.
Remember this?
Take a picture.
This used to do the heel toe too.
And this is getting ugly.
Oh man, that took me back. Mary Wilson, member of the Supremes, is 75.
Uh-huh.
Tyler the Creator is 28. Mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal.
My dog.
Is 47. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Head clean to the cranium. You know the names. Shaq aim to maintain money on the brain.
Can't stop the rain. Hey. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain.
He had real songs.
When it starts to fall.
He had real songs with Biggie.
I can't with you.
That's right. Benny Siegel.
Mac, you know how Mac comes through on the club.
What?
He turns 45 today.
I forgot him.
Yeah. Happy birthday, everybody born on March 6th.
So at age 21, reality star and makeup maven Kylie Jenner is officially the world's youngest billionaire. On Tuesday, the magazine released its annual ranking of the planet's richest people for 2019 and announced that not only did Kylie crack the coveted list, but said that she became the youngest self-made billionaire.
Self-made, fam.
Making that real money.
Of all time.
$5, Buster.
Self-made, okay.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations.
Don't worry about the part where, you know, she was on a TV show at a young age and her daddy was rich and her mama got money, too.
And let's her sister is an adult star.
$40.
Yeah, let's not worry about none of that. She got that out the mud. For $40? So Tamar Braxton was on Wendy Williams. Of course, she's back in the purple chair, too. After her 6-week hiatus, she was talking about her relationship with Vince and how they're co-parenting.
Everybody knows that Vince and I are estranged, and you know, it is what it is. We're starting over.
You're not divorced yet.
Well, it's the paperwork, Linda. And it's LA, you know, and it just, you know, when you have a lot of things together, and LA just period takes forever, you know.
Yeah.
But we haven't been living together for 2 years now.
Hmm. Wow.
Everybody knows that Vince and I are estranged.
Stop, Brian.
Tonight our strength.
You know you don't pronounce everything right all the time, too.
Listen, I are strength.
So, one of the Pace sisters posted a video of her singing Amazing Grace. And so, this is the oldest Pace sister. And she had a wig on, Brian. And so, Tamar went in the comments and said that the Pace sister's wig was stressing her out. Why she say that?
You never know what people are going through.
The little sister read her for broke.
She said that my sister's wig was stressing her out. For those of you that have seen my sister in the past few years, she doesn't have long, lengthy, beautiful hair. And she didn't shave her hair just because she wanted to shave it, because of the medications and everything that she's been going through. And I just, you know, Tamar always talking about Holly Duke and talking about Jesus, but I don't think she understands Jehovah. Mm. I don't think you understand, Miss Braxton, about touching God's anointed. I don't think you ever read the story about the people, the children that were picking at the prophet with the bald head and two bears came out of the woods and annihilated.
It's a threat.
I don't think you've seen that one. I've not even seen it. You probably haven't seen it because most people like you, unless it's on TV or somebody tell you, you don't know the word of the Lord.
Oh, ooh, she went on and on.
It did. She drug her soul.
Well, you shouldn't be talking about people like that,
though. Out of her earlobe. You shouldn't be talking. She drug
it out. You don't know what people are going through, period. You don't.
My edges were missing after she finished.
Tamar's was too.
One of my bra straps had popped.
Okay.
I mean, I looked like I had been in a fight after I listened to it.
We don't want
to
hear about all that now.
What?
Come on.
It did.
Hell no.
It happened.
Right. What? What? You got to be kidding me.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I did my taxes 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Noticed a drastic change in the amount that I received back from what it was last year. And I had prepared myself because one of my good friends told me, girl, bye. If you even made $1,000, $2,000 more than you made, it may bump you up into another tax bracket, is what she told me. So you know I had to get on the phone ASAP. I called Marquita Miller from Five Star Tax and Business Solutions to find out what the heck can middle class folks like us do to decrease.
You middle class?
Yeah.
I'm lower class.
You are low class, but I'm talking about middle class as far as income is concerned.
I'm low class. Okay. Good morning, Marquita. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. All right, so yes, the tax changes. And so there are a lot of individuals that are a little bit surprised when they are getting their tax refunds. Because some of them, one of the major things that I've heard and seen across the board for certain individuals and groups of people, classes of people, tax brackets of folks, is the fact that some people didn't realize that their tax withholdings had changed.
Yes.
So you didn't change anything on your W-4 with your employer. You made no change, but your paycheck went up. Now, here's the catch. Many people were like, no, my check didn't change. Because if you have a lot of deductions coming out, sometimes you don't notice that you're getting more. But when it came time to do the taxes and get the bottom line, your federal withholdings were less less this year than the previous year. And you're thinking, wow, I didn't change anything. So you essentially received some of the refund that you would have gotten earlier in the year. Now, the thought behind that was that if they got the dollars in the individual pockets of more taxpayers, that would help to stimulate the economy. But some of the individuals didn't even realize they was getting part of their refund.
Right. Mm.
And that's where the surprises come to play.
Mm. And there's no way I can offset none of this because I got my taxes back and they was a little skimpy.
They were a little skimpy? It was short for you.
It was a little skimpy, yeah.
Right. I will tell you, the winner this tax time, during this tax law, are business owners. That is where there are deductions.
Surprising.
Are you surprised? Okay.
No, so our president. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. President. So there are qualified business deductions for those individuals that have businesses there and you have profit and normally where you'd be paying more taxes because you have a profit. There are some deductions that kind of help. And so I've seen that's been the winners is the individuals from that standpoint. Individuals that have taken a hit have been people who have multiple children. You know, like you have 4 or 5 kids. You've been used to getting an exemption for each of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The exemptions went away.
Wow.
So that has been $1,000 because you were receiving $4,050 last year per person you claimed. That went out the door. So that's been an area that people have been a little bit surprised that, you know, hey, if they had 5 kids, that's $20,000 exemption that just went away, deduction that went away, and that made that income taxable.
That might be why.
You don't have...
Huh? You don't know nothing about none of that, though.
Don't admit to felonies on the show.
Please don't.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Beautiful and talented Marquita Miller on the show this morning. Talking about the paltry tax return folk getting.
Marquita, is it true that alimony is no longer deductible?
Alimony, okay, so child support is not taxable and child support is not deductible. And alimony is also not, because it used to be that you would have to claim it as income. And so people are not able to take. There are some deductions that are coming off. And so people don't realize it. And that's what's so scary is because, but we did talk about it last year. You remember we I came on and we talked about it. And even like with the state and tax deduction, for people who pay real estate taxes, personal property taxes, there's a $10,000 cap. So some people are at $16,000. They're not getting it.
Wow.
Moving expense out the door, no longer presence. That's gone.
Low.
So, yes, so people who are moving across the country for their job, that moving expense is gone.
I've used that more than once.
And so
I have.
Yes, and so and then also unreimbursed employee expenses. For those employees that work and they have to, they don't get reimbursed all their mileage, that's gone. So there are things, deductions that are gone. Well, but some of the winners, I keep saying it, is that entrepreneurship. So for what can you do for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if you're an employee and you did your, you don't like what your refund results were, then you need to make a decision. Do you want to change your withholdings? Now, this is what this means, that you're going to get less money during the year to get one larger sum of money at one point of the year. So you get to decide, what do you want? So if you want more and you know that you just like to have the lump sum, then change your withholdings so that you get, you have more taxes come out, so your refund will increase. Or this is the time to launch that whole entrepreneurship endeavor as
right.
well. Now, another thing that you can do in this year to impact this year's tax return is if you are in a cash flow position to look at making a contribution to an individual retirement account, IRA,
mm-hmm.
then you can get an IRA deduction. But you need to check with your tax professional to see how much you have to contribute and how much it will help you, because sometimes people are finding that the amount that they would contribute and the amount of the refund that it would yield or the reduction is not for them, there's, it's not worth it. But you're still putting up money.
Yeah.
An IRA is an individual retirement account, and that's money you're putting up, and you can get a write-off from that standpoint.
I have one of those, but I'm not investing it in the stock market. It's just sitting there, and it's really negligible interest monthly that it's getting. What do you suggest for people who don't really know how to play in that game to maximize their retirement money?
You know what? I have two financial advisors, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe in financial advisors, because there are some that are, one of my financial advisors, she's really big on annuities, and the other one's big on stocks. So I have money that goes out of my account weekly. I believe in the automatic millionaire process, where you, if it comes out, just think about all the things that come out of your checking account. Subscriptions. Do the same thing with your retirement. Let it come out and go into those plans, but you do need to make sure you're meeting with a financial advisor so you can see what's happening. Because I look at my statements, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening? But even in the when it's decreasing, those are unrealized losses because you haven't cashed it out, so mm-hmm. to speak. So you got to be able to ride the market, and depending upon your age, you it'll swing back up. You
23.
Wanna, oh, see, yeah, absolutely.
Plus
it's
what?
A swing for you.
Fall back, young man.
But you both have time for retirement. So retirement is an option that you can look at. One myth that has been going on around this tax change is that you can't take your charitable contributions. You can, but it just has to be more than your standard deduction. And the standard deduction has increased phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people that are not able to, they're not benefiting from it, but it's still deductible. So still support those charitable contributions, those the churches, the organizations, still give your support. But it just means you can deduct it, but it just may not be to your tax advantage.
Okay.
Make sure your tax preparer looks for you to see if you can itemize or take the standard deduction. What is to your best case and use to get you back more of your money?
All right. If people want to get in touch with you, Marquita, how can they connect?
We can connect via social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and all of that at Marquita Miller, at Marquita M. Miller. Or you can call my office at 816-444-0004. That's 816-444-0004.
Thank you
Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. Have a good
You're
one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Soul Food Tour will be stopping in KCK today.
Going Wilson's.
To Wilson's. Wilson's Pizza. I'll be holding it down from 11 to 1, so come through and get that $1.03 special. It's the last stop on our Soul Food Tour, of course. That was in honor of Black History Month. We had to go into March because of the snow days
mm-hmm.
that we had to make up.
Mm-hmm. And ice days.
I've been waiting patiently, and so have you, for our DNA results. We took a kit with African ancestry a couple of months ago, and we were hoping to unveil it during Black History Month, I was going to find out what tribe in Africa I was a part of. And I wanted to know which Eskimo tribe you were a part of.
So, you know I'm sensitive about my blackness. Now, don't play. Don't do that. I wanted to find out what tribe I was from. What if we from the same tribe? Then what?
That would be like really dope. That might be where this chemistry, this brother sister vibe comes from. Maybe we are. Wouldn't that be something, Brian?
Seriously, what I was gonna do was, I mean, and I'm still gonna do it because we're gonna get the results eventually. I'm going to get a whatever tattoo it is, whatever tribal signature that I'm from. I'm gonna get that tatted on me. Definitely, I am. So. That's why I've been anticipating the results.
I kind of threw the results off because I swabbed my cheek, and for whatever reason, they said there wasn't enough DNA on my swab, so I had to redo it.
Maybe it wasn't yours.
Let's see what that throat do.
That's some mixed results. So you're just going to take your earphones off. That's what you're going to do?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy. Right now, you are clear as 16 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
2 Chainz has admitted that he has a huge shopping problem. Apparently, he spent $1 million last year on clothing alone.
Sound like somebody I know.
Who?
Someone by the name of Shay Aloysius Moore.
I have never spent $1 million on anything. I haven't earned $1 million.
If we were to go to your crib right now and look at all the clothes just laying around and hanging around and folded up and stuff, it would look like $1 million worth of clothes.
You don't even know where I live, young man.
I do
man.
Know where. So, I picked you up for work one day. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
But you've never been inside. You don't know what the clothes look like in there.
Whatever.
Cut it out.
Hell no.
Fabulous has struck a plea deal in the domestic violence case involving his wife, Emily B. Now, as part of the terms of this agreement, he will avoid jail time but will be required to enroll in a pretrial intervention program.
Yeah, he need to get some help.
So he's going through an anger management course, thank God. And hopefully they'll be able to come out of this better.
Yeah.
Rick Ross has announced that he'll be releasing a memoir this fall. The book is called Hurricanes. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. Rick Ross been rapping been in the game about 14 years now, so he got some things to tell.
He released a statement, "My story has always been deeper than rap. With this book, I wanted to go deeper than I ever have. I wanted to tell people about the life of William Leonard Roberts."
I'm telling you, it's going to include that CEO stuff.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you,
he's been denying it.
Yeah, okay. You cannot deny that picture that's on the internet right now.
Queen Latifah is Team Jussie Smollett. The actress says that until she sees some definitive proof, she's choosing to believe Jussie.
Now, ever since the police department from Chicago came out and made those statements, we ain't heard nothing else about this. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it kind of did go to the wayside.
It did. And I'm, you know, you can't blame it on R. Kelly or Michael Jackson or none of that. It's just, they might be caught up right now.
Well, speaking of R. Kelly, definitely a very weird interview that he did with Gayle King on yesterday. It's going to air this morning, and we do have pieces of it where he began crying.
You were acquitted.
We can't double jeopardy me like that. You can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to nobody. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
But I'm not talking about the one case in which you were acquitted. I'm talking about the other cases where women have come forward and said, R. Kelly had sex with me when I was under the age of 18. R. Kelly was abusive to me emotionally and physically and verbally.
Okay.
R. Kelly took me in a black room where unspeakable things happened. This is what they're saying about you.
Not
this,
true.
These aren't old rumors.
Not true. Whether they're old rumors, new rumors,
why would they
future
say this
rumors,
about you?
Not true.
Mm, and this is where he's talking about he's fighting for his life.
Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
What did that mean about the shoes?
Yeah, I don't know. What that sounds like a real story or something.
I don't know.
He accidentally let out.
I don't know.
This is a circus. That's what it is.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Are you sleep deprived? Do you toss and turn every night while missing out on precious hours of sleep? The average person needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep in order to properly reset pertinent brain and bodily functions. It's kind of like if you think of your cell phone, if you don't charge it, it goes dead. The battery doesn't work. It can't do anything for you. If you're getting less than 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep on a regular basis, you run the risk of sleep deprivation. Some effects of sleep deprivation include weight gain. Lack of sleep also contributes to impulsivity, short-term memory loss, problems with decision-making, and irritability. You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.